don't have to tell you that our time is precious. You know, the world is spinning faster every single day, so much things are happening. But when we look at it from another point of view, especially when you are operating your own attraction, your time is valuable because you have so many different things to think about. Your own staff, your guests, your strategic development, your product development. You want to innovate, you want to develop maybe something new, you want to expand, and you need to consider that you need to have time for those things. But how can you do that when you are operating your own attraction and spend most of the time on a daily basis in your own daily operations? When you are operating your cash register, your attractions, meetings, trainings, etc. It's getting really complicated to be efficient in your time management and in your self-management. And this is where this episode might come in handy. So welcome to How to Freizeitpark Abroad, the international business podcast for leisure makers. My name is Stefan Burian. I'm a freelancing operations consultant. I am focusing myself on three very important things, which I think is operations and HR, which both leads to a great guest experience. And I have over 20 years of experience in daily operations, in events and entertainments and operations. And everything is, of course, guest focused. And I am very keen to be very, I don't know how I'll say it, very heavy with my opinion when it comes to guest and staff member interaction, because this is the key how our attractions succeed, how we can make our experience make it happen. You know, the magic comes when our staff interacts with our guests, so everything becomes a little bit more alive, not just an architectural thing that has been built, an engineered roller coaster or ride. No, it is the interaction that makes it almost being real, even if we all know everything is artificial and scripted and staged. But one thing is very important to me, because when I'm doing my consultancy for different clients, for small theme parks, for family-owned businesses, for FECs, or even for showman people who are considering to leave that temporary business and go more in a location-based entertainment experience, we need to talk about self-management. And one very small tool I believe is so important is to leave your business on some point behind. So what do I mean with that? Leaving your own business behind. That doesn't mean that you should really, you know, kick your, I don't know, your adventure behind, ignore it, and focus on something else. Of course, your own heart and soul has been put into this project, but you need to step back on some points. So when you are walking about in your attraction and you see that something is happening, of course, it is our DNA to be part of it, to influence the operations, to have an impact and, you know, form it, shape it, so it becomes successful. But on the other hand, we can't be there every single day. So how can we maintain a high level of quality, a high level of operational efficiency, and how can we make it work? So we need to talk about duty management, or also known as manager on duty, which you might have heard from visiting a hotel or staying at a hotel. The manager on duty is a dedicated staff member who are often part already of the existing team, or maybe are also employees that are exclusively hired for this specific role. And the duty manager is basically the responsible manager of the day, the manager on duty. It's his duty to take care of all the daily operations and all that related matter. So if there, for example, is an emergency, or even a less drastic situation, like a cashier needs some change, there's a refund at a souvenir shop, or maybe there's a complaint that needs to be handled, the duty manager is the person to resolve this issue. And this kind of role can be really found in different types of leisure attractions, especially smaller size attractions with small teams should, and this is my absolute recommendation, should use this kind of system. Because those manager on duties are taking care of the daily operations, so the other staff members can focus on their own teams, tasks and development of the areas. For example, you have a small midway attraction like a themed aquarium, an FEC, and you have a handful of full-time employees in the back office. Maybe you have somebody who is taking care of finances, somebody who's taking care of HR, maybe you have a supervisor for your F&B and retail outlets, and you have a technician. So this is your core team. But on the other hand, those team members might have also their own teams. For example, the F&B supervisor has his own F&B hosts who are doing all the work that needs to be done outside at the guests. You know, like taking care of the dishes, making the fries, cleaning the tables and operating the cash register. And you maybe also have a technician who has ride supervisors or ride hosts who are operating if you have any rides or attractions that need to be operated. And as you can see, it's getting complicated right now because you have so many frontliners outside, but also the back office team that needs to be on both sides. On the outside to see if the outside work is done properly in our own vision, that we have a great guest experience, that is everything is operated with our quality vision, everything is clean, everything, you know, is the experience that we hope the experience will be, that guests are coming back and believe that we are doing a great job here. And on the other hand, they need to write their own rotas and shift plans. They need to hire people. They have to have their annual reviews with their own staff members. They do audits, reports, and so on. So how can we maintain the situation between being in the back office but also being outside? And this is where the duty manager comes in handy, because if you have your own back office team, you can rotate this specific role on each staff member. So for example, we have like an early duty manager and a late duty manager, so you have two shifts running on some point parallel, and you can maintain that the whole daily operation from the point of where we prepare our own attraction before opening, for example 1 hour or 2 hour before the doors will be opened, that you can walk about, start everything up, switch the light on, you know, just taking care that everything is prepared before you open the doors. And on the other hand, the late shift manager is the one who's accounting all the tilts, is looking that the attraction is cleared at the end of the day and everything will be closed off properly, and also secured when the last person leaves the building. And It's very important to have this rotation, because everybody comes in on some point and is doing his own part to make the whole daily operation happen, which means that the other staff members have time to free their mind and do their own stuff, which they need to do. And I really do like this kind of system, and I can really suggest and say that is working really, really good if you prepare your team, if you train your team, and also if you have some outsiders, for example, like one or two of your hosts who are not being part of the back office team, but maybe they are part of the duty management team. So you have different perspectives on your daily operation, and you can handle your own staff member rotation properly, that everybody is getting their free days, their day off, their vacations, etc. And you maintain your own high level of quality, and you can be assured that on some point, one person is dedicated to handle everything that is happening outside. If there is a situation which can't be handled by one staff member, by one duty manager, of course, you can already come back, always come back to your back office team and ask for help. Sure, that's always a thing, and help should be always offered, especially in such a system. But I can really assure you that this kind of role is really, really helpful to make your attraction run properly, run smooth, and also everybody's taken care of. Your guests, your staff members, somebody is taking care of talking to your staff members in your attraction, and also you have some direct person to speak to if there is a big complaint, which gives you, and this is the most important thing, as an attraction operator, as a general manager, as an operations manager, gives you the time to innovate, to develop, and to look forward on things that might happen, will happen. You are planning to, I don't know, build, expand, and focus on the innovation part, because this is the most important thing. Because when we stand still and we don't innovate, our business will die on some point, because we need to be ahead of time. We need to be always really asking, is this great what we are doing now? If we get feedback from our visitors or from our staff members, if there's something that is not working properly, it's not working smooth, it's something that we need to fix, then we need to fix it, because we have that feedback. There's a challenge outside in our operations and our procedures that needs to be fixed, and we need time to analyze. And we need time to discuss what we can do to make it better and to innovate our own attraction. And this is the thing. You need to have your bag cleared. You need to have your schedule freed from unnecessary things. And I don't say it in a kind of way that, oh, you're a general manager, you don't need to be outside, it's unnecessary. Of course, it's always important to be outside. It's always important to know what's going on, but especially when you have a flat hierarchy, a small organization that is so shortly planned with personnel and heads, then you need to really be efficient in your planning, in your rota, and in your responsibilities that you are putting on different heads, so you can really look into what's happening in the future and how to develop your own attraction and not falling behind, because that's the worst part. If you are falling behind and you're not innovating and you're not developing and you're not listening to your staff members and to your guests, you will get problems in the near future. And this is just a small suggestion. I will leave you with this very small episode, and I need to be very thankful to you out there, guys, because this podcast is already getting so many followers. And if you are interested in listening to more episodes of How to Freizeitpark Abroad, I will recommend you to follow and subscribe this podcast at the dedicated app you're listening to right now. Share this podcast with your colleagues or different attractions. And if you want to learn more about myself, just visit my website stefanburian.com. There you will learn about my history and also my future. What will I do for you? If you have any questions or challenges in your own attraction, on the topics HR, guest experience, and operations, I will be happy to help. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic time.